You want to hit the intro? I'm so meek and sad today.
I'm like, okay, I got this. Hold on.
Hit this intro, man.
Welcome to the Internet Phantoms Podcast.
What the fuck is the internet?
On the internet?
Phantom.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Phantom. Rated R.
And today, it's only two of the four.
Logan's like the wild card. Henny's sad. Hunter's cooking chicken. Hunter, you know what? You've been demoted.
Is that what he's really doing? He's cooking chicken?
Most likely. I don't know if he does it before or after. Anyway, like FaceTat said, welcome to the Internet Phantoms Podcast. We're here with a very special guest. We have Glossy Baby.
Are you?
Oh, on this day, Mr. Hennessy Milk is pretty sad. We don't know the reasoning behind that, but I'm going to dig into his brain and figure that out.
I'm over that.
Oh, my Lord. This is like a soap opera.
Dude, I don't think juggalos are allowed in soap operas.
See, that's where we start, though. That's where we go when we start our own soap opera about juggalos.
This is how we're fucking starting things with juggalos. Juggalos don't even use soap or go to the opera. This will never work.
These all-new videos aren't sold in stores, and you'll never see this real, hot, all-girl action on TV. Have your credit card ready. You must be 18 or older to order.
So, Glossy, you've only been on Twitter since April. Is that when you started your OnlyFans also?
Yeah.
Okay, this is dope. Okay, cool. I guess what I was really trying to figure out was, I'm kind of, like, new to this whole scene. What is a Switch?
Switch? Oh, that's, like, I don't know how to explain it. But, obviously, everybody has their own, like, things that they're into. Or, like, people are more, like, submissive. If you're a Switch, like, you're kind of, like, in the middle. Like, it just depends. Like, days you can be submissive. Other days you can be more dominant.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I thought I was going in there with, like, a whole different mindset that this was, like... Like, they were switching their genders just for the Twitter account. I was scared.
No.
It's been a rough week since the last time we've recorded. I think all of us have, like, have went through, like, some PTSD type shit.
I'm ready to kill myself.
I feel you.
I want to know if does having an OnlyFans affect your dating life?
Actually, I'm single, so I don't have a boyfriend. I've been single for like a year, so but I know that it does affect dating life sometimes. Some obviously not the same thing as like on Google and like probably dating Mia Khalifa or like someone else, but. A lot of people obviously don't get offended, but I do know from what I've seen on Twitter that people, boyfriends obviously are very supportive of it, and they're like, they'll take the pictures for you, whatever. And others obviously feel uncomfortable about it, and they like obviously won't date you or like their things. But I haven't experienced any of it because like I said, I'm single, so like I guess I haven't really encountered any of it. So I mean, a lot of men just don't like the fact that like. Women are profiting off not selling their body, but basically just like making money off basically something you can probably search up on Google.
Do you understand where like certain men come from when they're not like just not comfortable with their significant other doing that?
Yeah, I try to understand, but at the same time I'm like, well, you probably watch porn. Obviously, like depending on that person, the OnlyFans isn't just like fully nudity. It could be anything that they want. I know a lot of people don't just post, like some people use it to sell their feet pics, whatever they want. I know some OnlyFans are couples together, like best friends together. Like
FaceTat, would you be comfortable with that if your girl came up to you and was like, I want to do a couples OnlyFan?
Oh, I'm so with it because I'm just all about chasing that bag. You feel me?
But would you be comfortable if she was doing a solo one?
100%.
She was like, yo, Tat, like, I'm buying you the PS5.
Fuck the PS5. I'm doing that shit. I don't
need
no PS5.
Whoa! You're not going PlayStation?
Hell
no. Not to get too sidetracked.
Hell nah. Like, I'm just like looking at it as like the networking opportunities that could come from it. or I might just be like batshit fucking crazy.
Do either of y'all see like kind of apps, like OnlyFans apps, like Xbox? We got Shudder, fucking Twitch, Amazon. I would download an OnlyFans Xbox app.
Honestly, that's like probably the route that is going to end up going.
They haven't made an app yet. I wish that they did. It's a lot easier than just like going onto a desktop and uploading your things.
I had a one homegirl that was like getting the bag off Seeking Arrangements.
I made like $10 off Chatterbait once. Does that count? That was a weird time in my life.
I don't even want to ask about that. What the fuck?
But it's the same thing, man. Don't judge.
I'm not, like, I'm proud of you for, but like only 10 though? Like that's all you got?
Well, nah, all right. This is how it happened. So I had an ex who made me feel like so badly about myself. Like I would go on Chatterbait and be like, whatever. Hey, whatever. These moms like me. I don't know. I was in a spot. I was in a place in my head, whatever. this dude came in and was like, come to so and so's like room. I went. And he was like, I will send you money to send her money. She likes when I spend my money.
What? That sounds like a toxic relationship, though. I'm not going to lie.
Well, no, he was probably simping, not to use that word. But, I mean, he was probably just, I don't think it was a real relationship. What's the weirdest thing you've been asked since starting in OnlyFans?
I had to think. Oh, actually, the other day, people start to find like my actual like main and personal accounts. Like, I think that's kind of weird. I like to keep those things separately.
That is fucking nuts.
Because like obviously like information of not about myself, but like I go to school, all that type of stuff. Someone direct messaged me and they're like, "Oh, I didn't know you had an OnlyFans. Like, you definitely make a video, whatever." And then sent me $3 and then said, let me see something. You're gonna see an earlobe, not anything else.
That's gonna be such a slap in the fucking face, like being sent $3 and being like, yeah, give me this. Like, even as a graphic designer, like when someone comes up to me mad, impolite, and rude, I'm like, I get so offended, I get so fucking mad, and I'm just like, yo, how about I just tax your ass, you fucking bitch.
That's what you gotta do.
Like, well, I feel like it is worse, considering it's like, this is like a sexual kind of transaction in a sense, and coming in with like a hot head is like very strange and offsetting.
Yeah, it is so fucking weird. Like, there's a lot of toxic masculinity that goes on like between old people. That's just the weirdest shit ever to me.
I think it's because of the war and how much gay shit they did do. Another, you gotta answer it.
I dude, but that's the thing, my phone's on do not disturb, so it already canceled it on my fucking phone. But I want to answer this shit. Like, I want to call him back because he does want to be on the podcast.
Do it. We need whoever. We about to give FaceTat his own corner on the podcast for when he gets phone calls.
Now everyone can enjoy the freedom of a personal cellular phone. You can make a call anywhere or get a call anytime. Stuck in traffic? Call and change that meeting before you're late.
Yeah, Dan, let's change the meeting to 10.
Change of plans?
Call me if you need.
No problem with the flip phone.
Yo, you're live on the podcast.
What up? What up? What up, baby?
What's good? What's going on, bro? Let me call you back when this is over.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, I'll holler at you.
This was impromptu. Whatever. I'm a little drunk. FaceTat, you take over. Hit her with some questions.
You did just mention that you are White Claws got me slurring my words.
Come on, you're still in, a professional one.
I know, I was trying so hard to be professional all day, but fuck it. Look where we are now. But you said you're in school. How hard is it to like multitask with like creating content while still like trying to like take school seriously in a sense?
Creating content, like, it's very hard too. Like, you obviously don't want to be repetitive. And obviously, like, it's okay to take a break. Like, I've been on breaks already just because, like, you obviously start to get insecure or, like, people aren't just interacting with you enough. It does kind of bring down your self-esteem and confidence. Like, I'm a full-time student, obviously. Just being online makes this very difficult just because I don't learn easily online. I'd rather just be in person. But unfortunately, we can't do that because of Corona. But I do try to, like, get as much work done as possible. If I can't, like, I try to pre-make content over the weekend so I could just be posted sporadically throughout the week.
That's what's up. I mean, like, it looks like you still got, like, a good work ethic to try to get your bread up while you're still in school, which is pretty cool. A lot of people are lacking that nowadays. I'm kind of interested. What school did you go to? You went to, like, community college or, like, you were at, like, a university?
You're not asking me, right?
I'm asking you, yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't go to community. I went to New England Institute of Technology.
Oh, shit. That's, like, big time. Like, that's some, like, fucking... That sounds dead.
Actually, here's a fun fact for y'all. Remember that song, Replay? Shawty, like a melody in my head.
By Sean Kingston?
Iyaz. That was Iyaz, right? What's that Iyaz song, dog?
I thought that was Sean Kingston.
Y'all got me fucked up now. Was it Sean Kingston? It's not a Sean Kingston song. Anyway, this guy went to the school I went to. And
wait, at the same time?
No, motherfucker. Oh. I'm not that old!
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not! But, I remember when I went to, like, in orientation for college, they were like, do you know Iyaz? And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, is that like some like Gap, like off brand? And they're like, you know, that song Melody. And I was like, yeah. And like, yeah, he went here. And like, that was their big like, ta-da.
Oh my God. See, like. That was like their selling point.
That's your ace up your sleeve.
Yes, I got a similar experience to this, and there was like a little college fair my senior year, and like I already wasn't planning on going to school. Like when I was done, like I was just planning on working and just letting this music shit ride out. So I would just go to these fucking like college fairs and just bullshit with the people that were like there representing the schools. So I remember there was this one school that I was actually like considering like looking at. It was I'm not even gonna drop the name, fuck that, because
what is it?
FLCC, I doubt you. It's like a whole community college, but they got like a good like audio engineering program, I guess. So boom, I'm like, I go up to them and I'm like, I'm kind of like, at this point I'm kind of serious, so I'm like, I'm kind of dabbling, like, oh, I want to hear about like your audio engineering program, just that they're shooting the shit with the lady. And she hit me with one of those ace of spades too, like the ace up her sleeve, and she was like, oh, yeah, see, at our studios, we had Dave Matthews Band record part of their album here. And I'm just sitting there like, who the fuck listens to Dave Matthews Band?
I mean,
like,
that's a little cooler.
But my thing is, like, who the fuck cares?
Like, yeah, that was their, like, oh, that was their hook, line, and sinker. Like, oh, that's what y'all got? Okay, thanks. Good looks.
For real, like, that shit just made me want to hop in the car and just go crash into a tree one time.
Glossy baby. Question. Has anyone from your work or school ever found like your OnlyFans?
Someone I went to middle school with found it. Like, just randomly, just hit me up on Snapchat and was like, "Oh, I think I found your account. Like, I think this is you, but I'm really unsure." He sent me my handle, and I was like, "Oh yeah, like that's me or whatever." And he was like, "Like, I always thought you were attractive." I think he has a girlfriend too, so I feel bad because.
Oh shit.
He ended up buying for me, so.
What was your life like growing up? Like, what did you used to do for fun?
Before all this?
What is some shit that you'd be into? Like,
oh, usually I would probably still be at school because my semester's not over yet. So I usually go out with friends. Sometimes I'd make YouTube videos.
Word.
Facetat loves YouTube.
I hit my vape and I'm trying not to cough. And it was just like silence, kind of fucking. Facetat,
you're not supposed to smoke at work. We had an idea on last week's episode about getting chefs to be a part of the OnlyFans videos, and then it also turns into a mukbang. So it's like OnlyFans content, also YouTube cooking, and then also mukbang.
Making bread off the content.
It's like a smorgasbord. And then you can even cut the video in half, and then you can post the mukbang part to YouTube. It's a whole thing. What do you think about that?
I think that's a good idea.
Would you be interested if we paid?
Would. I mean, I like cooking.
Word.
If you just cooked and then mukbanged it after. Stop laughing, because as I'm saying it out loud, it sounds so stupid, but it's 2020. Fucking serious. Like, this is 2020 talk.
I'm being dead serious. This is like a $1 million idea.
Because, all right, face that. How many times have you watched a porn on Pornhub, right? and like, the blowjob's mad good, but then she starts pulling her feet out, and it gets mad weird for, like, 5 minutes, and you skip it, and then it's, like, good shit again. It's like that.
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes, but it sometimes be just, like, nah, sometimes it really be, like, that post not clarity, and then you start reading the comments.
Dude, no. I always read the comments before I start jerking off. They're mad funny comments.
I'm trying to laugh after and then like really think about
no,
it.
No, like, I feel dirty after. I can't laugh. I can't laugh for like an hour after I jerk off. What kind of custom content have you been asked for as of late?
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing somebody's asked you to make for them.
I know some people like the, you know, anal, but I'm not into that, so.
Is it a matter of not being into it because you don't like it, or because you've just never tried it and just aren't down for it?
I just don't like it. I think it's nasty, so I wouldn't go in that direction.
So you never have?
No.
Okay.
We need to run the clip back from a couple episodes ago when the girl on Hinge said some shit about you, or about the
she
anal.
She was mad mean. She was mad. She was mad. No! She was so mean to me. Yo.
Yeah, no. She needs to hear this story.
No, it's not even a fucking story. She was so mean to me.
But no, she had no reason. Like, you were honestly so wholesome about it.
You didn't grow up in the 90s, FaceTat. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah, no, you were like a whole, like, small child when 9/11 happened.
I was in second grade going to lunch. It was a Friday. Because it was French toast stick day. And I was walking past the office when my mother and my friend Sean's mom walked into the school, and we were like, what are you doing? She's like, we're taking you out. And I was like, what's happening? And she's like, we're taking you out of school. And I was like, bet. It's like 11:30. Hell yeah.
So that's what went on like that day. That's crazy.
Yeah. What was your 9/11 experience like, Glossy Baby? What was 9/11 like for you?
Well, to be honest, I kind of don't remember it. I think I was in school.
Everybody was in school except me.
Well, you weren't in school during 9/11, FaceTat? What were you doing?
I wasn't even one yet.
What?
Yeah.
I was like 7.
Like, literally, like, I didn't turn one till a month after that. So I wish I had a cool story about it, but I don't.
That's insane.
So I don't remember what I was doing.
I guess I got like a cooler story about the fucking Sandy Hook shit.
I guess I have a cooler story about Sandy Hook. Yeah, tell us it, dude. Tell us your cool story about Sandy Hook. And then, Glossy Baby, do you have a cool Sandy Hook story? Like, face tat?
I was also in
fucking hate myself.
Alright, hit us with this story, face tat. Tell us how fucking lit your Sandy Hook day was.
It was not, like, it's not even a story. I'm just like, I really think it's just so much funnier in my head. Because, like, nobody, like, knew what happened. And then, like, I'm walking home from school. I think I was a freshman. Or maybe in, like, 7th or 8th grade. I'm not really sure. But, like, I was walking home from school. And, like, it just so happened that this, like, weirdo dude was following me in a truck. So I was already, like, bugged the fuck out. So I'm, like, checking my back every 5 minutes. But, yeah, dude. I remember I was talking to my dad. And I was like, yo, this dude's following me. And he was like, fuck. He didn't even care that nobody was following me. He goes, there was a school that just got shot up, and then I felt like the worst person on the fucking planet Earth. But it's cool. I mean, I survived. I didn't get kidnapped, and I mean, I'm pretty vulnerable to get kidnapped.
There you go. Glossy, what do you think's worse? A mass attacking or a single, like, one person attacking multiple people with, like, a firearm, or, like, one person attacking one person with a firearm?
I think they're both pretty bad.
Like, what's worse?
One person attacking multiple people is worse.
I feel that. I respect that.
Especially if it's kids.
What if they're all adults?
That's pretty bad too.
What if they're all pedophiles?
Then fuck that.
Can we hit her with a Godzilla fucking segment?
Here we go. We're going down the drain, baby. It's time for
Godzilla Corner.
Glossy Baby, have you ever seen a Godzilla film?
No.
Do you know about Godzilla at all?
Not really. I'm very uncultured.
If a single person pulled up to you and he went to you, he said, "What the fuck is the coolest thing about Godzilla? Tell me now!" What would it be, exactly?
Wouldn't have anything.
You should all take acid and watch Godzilla.
I'll probably kill myself if that happens. Do you happen to get anxiety since you started this OnlyFans account, Glossy Baby?
Because my Twitter is public, it can go back to somebody that goes to school with me. Just somebody I just don't specifically wanting to know that I have one. So I guess that's what gives me anxiety. Also, just the fact that, like, I know literally, like, I never really noticed this, but, like, I guess men will literally pay anything to see a titty. Like I said, like, I do my best not to reveal my face in these pictures just because I don't know if somebody is screenshotting or screen recording these, saving my content, which I, like, obviously don't want that because that is kind of creepy.
It's big time scary.
Yeah, I think I do get anxiety every time I upload something.
This is gonna be the best episode ever.
Fuck you, Hunter.
So I was like 13, right? And I was on Instagram, and this girl like started following like a whole bunch of my mutuals, and she followed me, started DMing me, and this and that. There was getting real freaky with it. But this is like back around a time when like Kick was still popping.
I was like 18. I was maybe 19 off the Kick pack.
But like my thing was drinking,
I was drinking E&J.
But, oh, so you're drinking brandy and using Kick. So, like,
yeah, when you say it like that, yeah, my bad.
I'm calling you Brandy Milk from now on. Fuck
Henny yeah, Milk. That's exactly what happened. My bad. I'm heated. Go.
But, like, so, this chick was kind of bad. Like, you know me, I'm cute, but like I'm ugly, so
motherfucker, you ratchet.
I'm big rat. I'm ratchet. Fuck it. So
boom. My boy's beautiful. Subscribe to his OnlyFans.
I'm about to do one. I'm about to just like hit my demographic of just fat girls over the 250 pounds.
They love you, dog.
Oh god. So, anyways, this girl starts hitting me, getting real freaky with me. And you know me, I'm a little naive little boy. I'm on kick, not giving a fuck about the terms of services, none of that.
Nah, you ain't reading that shit.
Hell no. Nah. So she asked me, can I send her a dick pic? I'm like,
I'm here. Daddy's here.
Only like an hour late.
Yeah, came in sooner than Hunter did.
Oh my god, where is he?
He's not even here.
Making chicken.
Hunter, you have Hunter, Jesus Christ. Logan, you have any questions before we keep going?
Give me a minute. Let me change gears here.
Glossy baby, do you know if any juggalos subscribe to you?
What's your demographic?
Yeah.
What's a juggalo? I've actually never heard that word. I guess my demographic people in their 20s, obviously. But most people are from the United Kingdom. There's obviously creepy men.
I just want to let y'all know I'm 2.5 White Claws deep right now, and I'm like profusely sweating right now.
My boy can't drink 2 White Claws. He has to take a Molly. Yeah,
you pop the Molly's fucking.
Nah, it's deep. Like,
but I definitely don't drink White Claws. I think I don't like seltzer, so
you don't. Oh shit, White Claws?
She's calling me a pussy right now, but it's okay.
I mean, you are.
She don't got like a really bad. See, that's the thing about Logan is Logan is from Rhode Island but doesn't have that fucking accent. Henny Milk, on the other hand, you fucking do.
Yeah, he's got a mean accent.
You got a mean accent. That shit's crazy.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
I swear he does it on purpose.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Jesus, you're so drunk on the podcast right now. Be professional.
I told. FaceTat was supposed to be the professional one today.
But this is probably going to be our best episode because it's just so fucking raw.
Dude's late last podcast. He hasn't come to this one.
Super late last podcast.
Dude hates the podcast. He hates the podcast. Glossy Baby's the new co-host.
In your free time, what kind of music do you listen to, Glossy Baby?
Anything but country.
Okay, yeah, I'm allergic to country music too.
That's what everyone says. We need a real answer. Get more specific. How much do you love 100 Gex? Logan's a huge 100 Gex fan.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, yeah. If you tell me you like 100 Gex, I will love you forever. And, like, I probably will worship you.
Relax.
Never heard of
100 Gex. Oh, shit. No, I'm going to link you after the podcast, but you got to get put on 100 Gex.
They suck. They fucking what? Suck.
No, nah, that's fire. 100 Gex is...
When do we even get on?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I ain't trying to fucking edit 3 hours of fucking.
What did you have to edit last week? How long was that?
It was only like 1 hour and 10 minutes. It was like barely shit. I edited it. I hate that. I edited it. Wait. I edited it. I edited it in one day.
If you've never seen a video before, you won't believe what you've been missing. See the hottest real college girls doing things they never taught you in school.
My OnlyFans right now is only $3 since it is my birthday. My birthday is in like 3 days.
Hey, I'm going to finish this White Claw for you right now because I'm going to turn up.
I ain't finishing shit, yo. I'm drunk and sad. I ain't finishing shit.
Hope you feel better.
No, we turned up for Shawty's birthday. We turned up.
Yeah, maybe, whatever.
We turned up. We smoking big dough, big cigarettes, big White Claws.
I ain't sipping no cigarette.
Yeah, I do really hope that you feel better. It's okay to be sad.
OnlyFans.com/glossybaby.
There you go. GlossieBaby. Subscribe. Make sure to rate 5 stars on Apple Music for us. We are out here. FaceTat, his music, you know, look it up. We're out here. Thank you guys so much. It's been so real.
Gang.
And thank you.
Cold summers and I'm moving on from you.